This is Tom Arms with Look Ahead Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 9th of May. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The week begins and ends with on Monday, it is the turn of the Philippines, while on Sunday, the Dominican Republic stages its poll. At the end of the week, President Barack Obama starts his first ever visit to Vietnam. The week starts with two big anniversaries, the end of World War II in Europe and the date in 1950 on which plans were first unveiled for the creation of a European community. Also on Monday, European finance ministers meet to discuss the Greek financial bailout, where slow but steady progress has been reported. On Tuesday, arguably one of Europe's most iconic cultural traditions, the Eurovision Song Contest kicks off with pop singers from 45 countries competing for the Song of Europe title. The finals will be held on Saturday night. In the U.S., Nebraska holds its Republican presidential primaries, the first since Donald Trump was given a clear run for the nomination. On Wednesday, British Prime Minister David Cameron hosts an international anti-corruption conference, the first since the Panama Papers scandal linked his late father to offshore tax haven. In New York, two more Islamic organizations, Ahrar al-Sham and Jaish al-Islam, will join Al-Qaeda and ISIS on the UN's official list of banned terrorist groups. In Geneva, scandal-ridden FIFA holds its first annual general meeting since disgraced President Sepp Blatter stepped down in a corruption scandal. And finally, The Simpsons are going live on coast-to-coast television. Homer himself will be answering audience questions. Oh no, I'm out that night. Doh! And that was next week's News Today with information from Zapaday.com. Stay tuned after this message for Look Ahead Radio's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with Look Ahead Radio's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 9th of May. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The Philippines' answer to Donald Trump is the front-runner in presidential elections on Monday. Tough-talking Rodrigo Duterte has promised to kill criminals in the street and threatened to break diplomatic relations with U.S. and Australia. In the Caribbean, the Dominican Republic holds presidential and congressional elections next Sunday. President Danilo Medina is expected to secure a second term on the back of 7% economic growth. His Party for Dominican Liberation is also expected to control Congress. The Nebraska Republican primary is set to be the primary that never was, as Ted Cruz and John Kasich have dropped out of the race and given Donald Trump an easy stroll to the Cleveland finish line. Obama continues to travel. Next week, he will be in Vietnam for his first ever visit to that country. It will be the second visit to Vietnam by an American president since the end of the Vietnamese War. Bill Clinton was the first in 2000. On Monday, finance ministers from the EU's Eurozone meet in Brussels to review the Greek bailout. Reuters reports that slow but steady progress is being made, but warns against any breakthrough decisions next week. It is Eurovision Song Contest next week, with the finals on Saturday night. Eurovision is the oldest song contest of its kind, with 45 countries participating to win the Song of Europe title. Each country submits an entry, and television audiences around Europe vote on each song. The event is famed for its camp, glam, and outrageously good and bad music, and the finals draw the world's largest television audience for a non-sporting event. In London, British Prime Minister David Cameron is hosting an anti-corruption conference only weeks after being implicated in offshore tax havens in the Panama Leaks report. Also next week, the International Organization of Investigative Journalists, which organized the leaks, is releasing its 200,000 documents to the Finnish government. Staying with corruption stories, FIFA, the body for regulating international soccer, is next week holding its first annual general meeting since the resignation of disgraced President Sepp Blatter. He and several other board members were exposed for accepting bribes to award World Cup venues to various countries. FIFA has been managing the international aspect of the world's most popular sport since 1904. Meanwhile, in New York, two more Islamic organizations, Ahrar al-Sham and Jaish al-Islam, will join Al-Qaeda and ISIS on the UN's official list of banned terrorist groups. Russia suggested they be added to the list. Both groups operate primarily in Syria. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you.